here we go. Again, Thursday, May 2nd. And you have a superb May Day. Seattle had a May Day parade that turned into something that wasn't so pleasant. You may have heard that story. You have heard some of these stories that we worked through here on Good Day. And other news nuggets you may not have heard. For example, Jennifer, the 5-year-old boy who accidentally shot and killed his 2-year-old sister. He received a rifle. A 22 caliber rifle as a present.
Oh, and he's how old?
5 years old.
Wow.
5 years old. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. How do you find anything good when discussing something like that? I also note that Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's a very popular New Hampshire politician, confronted at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire by the daughter of the principal of the school in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, who was killed, as you'll remember. This woman's name is Erica Lafferty. She met with Senator Ayotte in Washington at a meeting, and this ended up in being kind of a confrontation. She said, quote, "You had mentioned the burden on owners of gun stores that the expanded background checks would harm them," Ms. Lafferty said. "I'm just wondering why the burden of my mother being gunned down in the halls of her elementary school isn't more important than that." And there was not a real answer that came out of Ms. Ayotte.
Do we think that's fair?
The question?
Mm-hmm.
Who's we? I think that it's a question that needs to be asked, whether it's
appropriate. Well, because this guy didn't, the guy that killed the, you know, the family member here, it wasn't because of a background check. He took his mother's gun.
Right. But you see, the emotion, what you're bringing up here is probably the good part of the story. Mm-hmm. The emotion that surrounds the discussion of this issue is so, it becomes ludicrous, actually, when you get to everything that has anything to do with having a gun, whether it's the 5-year-old using a rifle that was given to him as a present to kill his 2-year-old daughter, or things that are connected with a gun bill that's going through Congress, or didn't. There's another one that's floating around, but if the last one didn't get through, how's this one going to get through that's a little bit tougher?
Right.
And so you've got these anti-gun campaigns being led by Mayor Bloomberg and Gabrielle Giffords, and then on one side they present their argument and they get targeted, if you'll pardon the use of that term, by the NRA that's pouring thousands of dollars into ads to support senators like Ms. Ayotte, making her in fact the poster child of the culture war that has developed over guns. And that's really what it is. It's a cultural thing. And it seems to be along the lines of the North versus the South to a certain extent, certain educational groups versus other certain educational groups, mm-hmm. certain ages versus other ages, that sort of thing. But there is clearly a cultural divide that is almost as deep as that which is, at least at the moment, being sustained by the two political parties. A cultural divide. And, by the way, much of this is fueled by a lot of the conversation on some of the more raucous political talk radio programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it hurting the party structure in the country? I don't really care. It makes any difference to me. I know these guys can, you know, it's like eating their young. But in terms of having some kind of rational approach to thinking things through, it is irrational to me. The 5-year-old boy gets given a rifle. Right. That's irrational.
Well, I'm a big believer if you're going to have guns in your home, that you should train your children to respect them and to use them and to know what to do with them. Just wait a second. Just let me finish my statement.
Never.
But I think if you're going to have them in your home, is what I'm saying, your kid should know how to use them, know that they're not a toy. But I think to actually give a 5-year-old a gun that he's responsible for, I mean, the kid probably can't even make his own bed. You know, that's the tough line. I can't imagine giving a kid a gun.
No. Okay. Well,
but I do think you should, if you're going to have them in your home, you should teach your kid how to use them for sure.
Mm-hmm. At 5.
Yeah. At 5.
Okay. 888-302-3684. I don't agree. Kenny, what do you think?
I'm all for the Constitution and everything, and if you want to have a gun, that's great, but I can't understand, because they're not toys, and I can't understand the logic of giving a five-year-old a rifle and then leaving it
in the corner of the room.
Right. No, I would agree with that. I mean, they're not taking care of a puppy at this point. I mean, they're 5 years old. You know, this is a kid. So I'm with you. I mean, I don't know who gives their kid a gun
that
belongs
to
them.
That's my point. Who's got a brain? Who in their right mind would give a five-year-old a rifle and leave it in the room? In the corner of a room with a bullet in it. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, a loaded gun. You're right.
Right, it is a loaded gun, isn't it, in a manner of speaking. All right, so there's that item of interest for you to cogitate, 888-302-3684. It is the Good Day program. We'll find good things. We'll find things that are of import. Put them all together and shake it up, and we have a discussion about what's going on that's important. Best stories of the day are here on the Good Day, and the best commercials, too. For example, those of you who would like to have the whitest teeth on your block. Are you a kid who wants the whitest teeth on your block? Then you can use Power Swabs and feel good about this clinically tested whitening system that comes from the essence of coconut oil to clean your teeth, remove the stains from your teeth, have your teeth stay whiter longer. And what's more, this is so, 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 so easy. No trays, no strips. There's no sand in there actually are toothpaste. You know that. Clean up the white in your teeth by using sand. They put that
grind off your teeth to make them lighter. Yeah.
And there's just all kinds of crazy ways of doing it. This is the most important. This is the best one. If you've got ugly yellow teeth stained by smoking, drinking wine, drinking coffee, tea, whatever, your teeth can actually be saved. They can be whiter in as little as 5 minutes. Your teeth can be two shades whiter in as little as 5 minutes. I'll say it again, in as little as 5 minutes. Your teeth can be two shades whiter using Power Swabs. What are you waiting for? Call 800-865-7602 and save 50% when you mention Doug Steffen. It's for all of your teeth, bonds, veneers, caps, crowns. Try it risk-free at 800-865-7602. Why not have those beautiful teeth that you want? It's easy. It's so easy when you use Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Let's get to Gerald in Hickory, North Carolina. Gerald, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing there, Dudley?
Morning. Doing well, thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say that I think it's very sad that a five-year-old child would shoot his younger sister with a .22, but it's even worse that his parents would give him a rifle, load it, and leave him alone with it.
I think that was all of our
exactly
points.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's just lunacy. And I have a 7-year-old grandson, and he has a .22 lever-action rifle, but that rifle is locked in a gun safe, and he has no knowledge combination. The little fella, he has a couple of BB rifles, but he knows, and he's been trained, that he doesn't load those things in the house, and he doesn't point of it anybody, and he knows where the safety is, and he does not operate those weapons without me or his dad is there.
Yeah. All right. That's an important.
And that's what I was getting at. Yeah, you teach him respect. You lock him away. You be the responsible parent.
Dale in Quincy, Illinois. Next on Good Day. Hi.
Hi, Doug. You know, I'm on the right side of this gun issue, I guess, but I tell you, that's awfully tough to try to rationalize a 5-year-old left unattended with a loaded weapon. You just can't do that.
You can't.
Who does that?
Yeah, who does it is the question.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just that's just extremely difficult to rationalize.
Well, a 5-year-old didn't know that it was loaded, but somebody had to have been or ought to have been responsible enough to know that there was a round in the chamber, and if the 5-year-old didn't know it, somebody did because somebody put it in there. So under the circumstances, the 5-year-old is not held responsible, but the parents certainly are, and I think that's part of the point here. Dale, thanks for the call. Rob's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi on this. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I sound like I'm going to be kind of just following suit with everyone else. I just wanted to say this isn't a gun issue as much as it is a parenting issue. And, you know, I have children and I have grandchildren. And, one, weapons that are in my house, like the other gentleman said, stay locked in a gun safe. If anything is going to be shown to those children, it's going to be with me showing them and not free reign access to a weapon in my house.
How old are your children?
I have, my youngest is 11.
And does he have or she have access to a gun?
And he does not have access to a gun without me. Now, I have taken him to a shooting range and taught him how to shoot a rifle, how to shoot a shotgun.
Yeah.
I have not shown him how to shoot a handgun because he has no need to shoot a handgun at this point.
One would wonder whether this sort of thing, you know, is there a licensing time necessary, like driving a car or some of the other things we talk about? Do we need to be a certain age before we have access to guns? May come out of this discussion. Thank you for your calls. Good food for thought here on Good Day at 21 After.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Sun comes up over the eastern part of the United States, and you have all your blinds open so you can welcome the sunshine in, whether you live in the city or the country. It is a glorious thing to behold, and those of you or those of us who have a strong love in your life, let the love flow with the just the wonderful anticipation of what will be for you, hopefully, a great day. The Bellamy Brothers were number one with this song during this week in 1976. It is a short-lived tradition, but we like to create traditions, and tradition on this program at this point in the hour is to bring you an excerpt or two or three or four from the late-night shows, the jokesters, the beginning of these programs, the monologues that are always so much fun with Conan and Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon, and here is last night's representative sampling.
I don't know if you're following this Jason Collins story. It's more news keeps coming out about Jason Collins.
Yeah.
This is a big story. Jason Collins, of course, the NBA player who revealed he's gay. What? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, turns out he's a free agent and looking for someone to sign him. Yeah. Turns out he's got some interest from Chicago. Not the Bulls, the Broadway musical. Well, the U.S. government apparently sent millions of dollars in cash to fund various dubious government projects in Afghanistan, including solar panels and wind farms that never really were. No, I'm sorry. That's what we did here. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I had it backwards. I had it confused. Well, there is now a push in Congress from Republicans and Democrats to spend an extra $436 million on the Abrams tank, even though the Army says they don't want it. The Army said they don't want this tank. They don't need the tank. I mean, how pathetic is that? The only time Congress works together is when it's to waste our money. Isn't that amazing? That's the only time they work together.
Here's another one of those deals. It's been 2 years. 2 years since the SEAL team busted in and got Osama bin Laden. Yeah. 2 years ago. Isn't that amazing? Whoa. And we now know his last words were, "For the love of God, will somebody answer the door?"
That's what he said.
And now he said, "It's been 2 years. Where the hell are the virgins?"
An elementary school right here in New York City has become the first school in the country to only serve vegetarian food.
Huh.
Yeah. Apparently the school board wants to give kids a head start in being difficult at restaurants. It's very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. The school is only serving vegetarian foods like tofu. Now when bullies say, "Give me your lunch money," students are like, "Here, take it."
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. continuing their tradition of renewing their wedding vows on their anniversary. The subject of a discussion on The View, the ladies discuss whether or not it's a good idea every year. Is it a smart thing to do to renew your marriage vows? Would you do it?
Would you get married every year?
No.
I just think every day is pretty much a renewal of your vows.
Every time you have to renew a contract, you have to start talking about the relationship again.
Right.
And that just leads you right down the path of divorce.
When you have to, I don't know, for me, I wouldn't do it because when you have to spend all that time planning a wedding, I think it distracts from really what's going on in the marriage and working on the marriage. That takes a lot of time.
I think it should be like driver's license. Every 5 years, you have to look and say, I want to renew.
Yes.
Or get out.
Every 5 is good. Say, how you doing? How you doing? And really say it.
No way. No. About year 4 and a half, everyone starts probably being on best behavior, trying to maybe renew the deal.
Depends on whether there's a prenup or not.
There you go.
I wonder if Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon have a prenup.
I'm sure they do. She's the bigger star, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they had their 2-year-old daughter, Monroe, with them. Both of them had a white dress. They did it at the Magic Kingdom.
They both had a white dress?
The daughter and the mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. 28 after the hour.
That's different.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Parents, I know what you're thinking. You'll do just about anything to protect your kids, especially when they travel. And now there are some solutions out there. The obvious choice to track your kid's location is a GPS device. The Amber Alert device, for example, uses GPS and wireless cell phone technology to keep track of where the kids are. Of course, that works when it's within range of a strong signal. It tends to be best in suburban areas, but can be tricky in cities. If you want to take it to the next level, then look into something called Securaphone. It's for iPhones and Androids. This device not only monitors locations, but also their driving habits. It senses the vehicle is traveling past a certain speed. It locks text messaging and email applications to prevent distracted driving. Then there's the less intrusive option of Google Latitude, which lets users share locations through Google Maps in real time. Okay, so the kids may not love it, but for your peace of mind, I say it's worth it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
3 instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number 1, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number 2, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number 3, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Tomorrow, if you're living in the now, and that's what we're doing here. I can't get over how beautiful the sun is this morning as it comes through the windows of my studio on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Just a great, great way to start the day. And my favorite way is to spend time with Jennifer Horne, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, who are here on the Good Day program to examine what's going on. One of the things that is, I guess, perhaps a highlight, Jennifer. I don't know how to determine. The sun is so bright in my eyes here. I'm thinking, I can't see anything. And I can't.
I'm blinded by the light. I think you should write a song like that.
Blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light.
That's a really good title.
Right? It is a good title.
How'd you like my singing? That was good, right?
Well.
Oh, Mr. Stefan, those who live in glass houses shall not throw stones.
Is that a suggestion that my singing is not up to somebody's par?
Hey, I'm just saying, you shouldn't make fun of my singing. Mm. Thought it was very nice for this early in the morning.
All right, let's talk about the reported friends of the younger bomber and what has been found. I thought this, I will give you this anecdotal curio. When I went to bed last night, I was watching the news, mm-hmm. and there was coverage. There was a bulldozer that went to this landfill where this backpack had been thrown.
Right.
And the bulldozer had spread out everything that had been collected, and they had hundreds of people in white coats and white uniforms with rakes mm-hmm. combing through the debris in this landfill to find what they found.
Right.
So what do we know about these three friends?
Interesting that they go through a landfill in white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think they should give them like a black jacket? You know,
it's a little too dramatic.
Type of burger juice and stuff that they're going to get on them.
Right.
Well, the latest in this investigation is that three new suspects have been charged in connection with the Boston Marathon bombing. Two of them for conspiring to get rid of their friend Joe Carr's incriminating backpack, which was filled with gutted fireworks after learning he was a suspect in the terror attack. And another one for lying to investigators. This is all according to the FBI affidavit that was released to us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The documents are based on interviews with the young men, and they reveal that the two Kazakhstan nationals took care of the backpack after they knew that Joe Carr had been dropping hints before the attacks. He told his friends a month before that he learned how to make a bomb, and then when the FBI released a surveillance photo of the suspects, his friends realized that he may have been in involved. So they went to his room. They found a backpack. They found his emptied out fireworks. They found some Vaseline, and they took all of that and got rid of it for him. They also text messaged him, and Joe Carr never admitted that he did it, but he said, haha, you should probably stop texting me now. It's the understatement of the year. Then this third guy from Cambridge was charged with willfully making materially false statements to federal law enforcement. He's the one that finally cracked, by the way, admitting to the people, to the FBI, after the other two had stonewalled the FBI, that they did have something involved with getting rid of this evidence. So.
Yeah, but is so how bad can these guys have it?
You want to know? It's actually pretty bad. They face maximum sentences of 5 years in prison and fines of $250,000. Those are the two Kazakhstan boys.
The one
from the U.S.
$250,000.
Well, the one from the U.S., it's even worse. A maximum sentence of 8 years in prison and $250,000 fine, which I think is interesting because he had less to do with it. He's only charged with lying. Mm-hmm. The other two are charged with lying and destroying evidence, and yet because they're not U.S. citizens, they're only... It's a maximum five-year sentence.
If they roll over and give everything they know, they'll be let
probation or something like that. All right, so here's another outrage. Kenny, there's a jury award today. $240 million has been deemed appropriate to 32 mentally disabled workers after they claimed they were mistreated at an Iowa turkey farm. The feds determined that Henry's Turkey Service, which is based in Texas, violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by creating a hostile living and working environment and imposing discriminatory conditions of employment on these people. You have some examples of what the eyewitnesses and the experts had to say in this trial. You will not believe, folks, the conditions. There were 32 of them, and they were all mentally handicapped working in this turkey processing plant.
Mm. And they were earning 41 cents an hour. They would come and pick these guys up any time of day or night, and it didn't matter if they were sick. One of them had a leg brace that they made fun of him, but they would just pick him up and take him out somewhere to remove the innards of turkeys. Mm-hmm. One of them, a sister of one of the men in this, and they all lived in this one rundown, beat up house. And one of the men's sisters found out about it, and that's how this all came to light. And that was a few years ago, but it finally got to the courts now. And meanwhile, this company is gone out of business. So good luck. Yeah. For these guys getting any of the money from this lawsuit.
$7.5 million and another $1.3 million in back wages, but there's nobody there, so it's, you know, it isn't a waste of time because we need to know stories. I think you ought to, you know, this is one of those stories that I think people ought to hear about, ought to know about, even though at this circumstance you can't do anything with the old company, but this is the kind of thing that does give you cause. When we so upset ourselves by having OSHA and other federal agencies come around knocking your door and give you fines for a little oil dropping on out of a tank, but then these sorts of things happen and nobody's caught it. Where were the inspectors? Why did it take the sister to bring this to the attention of authorities, Richie?
Well, where are the rest of the families of the other 31?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
who's not paying attention? Yeah. And you hear these programs. I hear commercials all the time for programs that help give jobs to the disabled, to the mentally disabled. There's one program in Washington, D.C. area here itself where basically its job, its mission is to get jobs for the mentally disabled. Mm-hmm. And you would think that these programs, obviously this turkey farm did not get 32 mentally disabled people just off the street.
No.
They were working with some program.
Yep.
So that's the next place to look, is what was that program doing and who was running that and what kind of oversight did they have?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All those are good questions, but again, it's one of those stories that you will talk about during the day today, along with the piece of an airplane that was found in New York City that was connected to September 11th. That comes
How did they not find that till now?
It was wedged in between buildings. It's amazing.
19 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny here. Let me put you on notice, those of you who would like to have yourselves a wonderful time in front of the mirror. How many people stand? Come on, honestly, admit, you stand in front of the mirror and you smile. Right, Jennifer? When you look in the mirror, you smile.
Who wouldn't?
Richie, when you...
I'm doing it right now.
Hell, I outright laugh.
Really? I'm imagining somebody that I know and love taking makeup off Now, you've all seen the lady in your life take makeup off, right? And do the people that, when they look at their face and the makeup's coming off, do you see something? It's just fascinating to watch people. And I think it used to be that it was just women that would go through this routine, but I think men do it now as well. Thinking about how they look. You know, we all know when you go to the gym, men and women are working there, are pumping up, and they look at themselves in the mirror. Wow, isn't that cool? So the point I'm trying to make here is that you're looking at yourself, and hopefully you're being positively critical of what you see. And if part of that criticism is looking at your hairline and thinking, what can I do? Not just, oh, I look terrible. No, that doesn't fix anything. And what we're all about here is solutions to problems. And the solution to a hairline that's receding, as long as it's not one of those, you know, you can't do much about the male pattern baldness that comes mostly from heredity. But you can do something about it if your hair is going away, both men and women, because you've used the wrong soaps and creams and shampoos and rinses over the years, and that stuff that's been glucky has plugged up your pores to the point where the hair has stopped coming out. You can fix that. You can remedy. And there's always this visualization when you think about that. Ooh, is my hair growing into my brain instead of coming up? Probably not. But there are a lot of those pores. The follicles have been plugged below the surface of the skin, and there still is hair to be found. If you open up the pores, the hair will go pop. It'll come out, just like springtime. Springtime for your hair. That's what Provia, or Provia, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Some people say Provia. Doesn't make any difference how you pronounce it. You got to know it works. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia. It'll give you the look of confidence because your thinning hair will become thicker. And not only, there's two parts to this product. One of them is that it expands the volume of your hair. And the other thing has to do with how it cleanses the pores and allows the hair to start growing again that you haven't seen for years. The look of confidence, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you'll have with the new Provia. It strengthens your follicles to give you fuller, more vibrant hair. No side effects at all. No pharmaceuticals. This is all natural. Both men and women are calling 800-525-8319. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a fourth-month supply free. 3 months you pay for. You get a three-month money-back guarantee. In other words, it'll take 3 months for you to see the results of the hair coming back in, but you'll see it. And if you don't feel like it's coming in the way that it's presented as helping you, and then you'll get your money back. Nothing to lose and lots of hair to gain. Provia, 800-525-8319. I know it sounds good to you, so take advantage of it. Help yourself. Entertain yourself while you're watching your hair start growing again. When you stand in front of the mirror, admire that hairline. 800-525-8319.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations. But I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, 888-553. Why do I keep using that number?
888.
Richie, you have destroyed my credibility because you've given me so many different numbers to use for the different programs.
It's very easy.
Eight, and I'm trying to keep them all in my...
888.
Really?
302. Uh-huh. Doug.
Really?
3684. 888-302-3684.
All right, so police in New York have removed a piece of one of the planes that was used for September 11th. It was stuck between a couple of buildings, and one wonders, why has it taken them all this time, 12 years, to find this thing, especially given the fact that it weighed 255 pounds. It was discovered wedged between an apartment building and the mosque. The medical examiner was brought in to determine there was no human remain there. On the but just think about touching it. That's what
it's
I thought.
Creepy.
Of
think about finding it.
Creepy.
Looking right in between those two buildings, going, "What is this?"
Mm-hmm.
And then realizing it was a piece of the plane. I wouldn't have thought that anything from that plane
it
survived.
Be left. Exactly.
Pieces would fall off and go down the ground. But what's I'm wondering?
But that thing was
nobody's been in that corner of the world for 12 years.
It was 7,000 degrees or whatever when that jet fuel exploded.
Wasn't Speaking of that, a young Florida teenager, young and teenager I suppose go together, arrested and expelled from school for conducting a science experiment to see what would happen when she mixed up certain household chemicals in a water bottle.
Oh, no.
She was known among the staff for her exemplary record at her high school. Good student, good kid, says the principal. Never been in trouble. All of that changed. It's sort of kind of strange because it seems to me, Kenny, that it's like she knew she was going to blow up something. This science project just went bad. She made a bad choice. But what, you're going to throw her out of school because of a science project?
Yeah, I don't think that she thought that she was doing anything wrong.
Not at all. So anyway.
What did she mix and what happened?
Well,
I
don't think we should tell people what they mixed.
I know.
Try to tell them how to make a bomb.
I'll tell you what. I did it once by accident.
What? Using the
same
stuff?
I used to always pretend I was doing commercials when I would clean my bathroom and stuff.
Right.
And so I mixed in a bunch of cleaning products.
Well, but I think that you could do that.
And
you
can do it by accident.
If you use the scrubbing bubbles and then you use the thing that takes off, mold together and they mix, wow, man, noxious fumes.
Yeah.
That's why I use vinegar to clean most of the... You don't have that trouble. Use vinegar.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Vinegar's great with some lemon.
Yeah, there's nothing sinister about this. So why'd she get thrown out of school? I don't get that at all.
Overreaction.
Exactly. The wimp factor in school administrators is over the top. Just plain wimpism. If you're a school administrator, I challenge you to explain. You can say, school board this and parents that. You got to have some balsam, ladies and gentlemen. It's 51 past the hour. You can translate that word any way you want.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
What was she saying originally?
Hey, yo.
Sounds like a chant in a cemetery in Tel Aviv. It's 54 minutes after the hour.
Back when George was experimenting with the Ravi Shankar years.
Sitar.
Yes.
54 past the hour. Well, sit down and listen, my children, you shall hear of the midnight ride of Shelley Palmer. I get to a certain point, and then I had to keep going.
His ride was different.
It was different. It was technologically based. Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Shelley Palmer talking about Amazon's X-ray feature, which lets you dig deeper into your television programs. If you have a tablet, you're going to find all kinds of information. I mean, who? What happened to just watching the show? Instead of all of this stuff, here's where it was shot, and this is the story behind the story. The star of the show has three children, and one of them is born by cesarean.
They do this on DVDs where they'll have the director and the star doing a commentary behind the movie. You can watch it. It's very cool.
All right, so anyway, Shelley will give us some of his cooled him in a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're like me, you tend to watch TV with a tablet or smartphone or both.
both in your hands. Amazon knows this, which is why it recently brought its X-ray feature to TV. X-ray originally worked with books and told you how different characters related to the story. Amazon brought the feature to movies with the help of IMDb and let you dig deeper into the movie you were watching on your Kindle Fire. Tapping the screen would activate X-ray and would let you learn more about a cast member, like their biography or their filmography. The same feature now works with TV, and it will work on the entire Kindle Fire family and also on the Wii U Amazon Instant Video app. While you don't need X-ray to enjoy a movie, it's a cool feature that differentiates Amazon from the rest of the streaming crowd. So the next time you want to download a new TV show and really get into it, maybe X-ray will convince you to buy it from Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, so there's a story we have at DougStefan.com focusing on IMAX. How many people like to go to the IMAX
theater? Love the IMAX
theater.
It's very cool.
They have introduced a new home theater system that Richie probably would run right out to buy because he's big on having this sort of thing in his home, as are a lot of other people. IMAX says they will enter the home theater market with IMAX Private Theater later this year, hopefully in time for Christmas. Exactly what it sounds like before you get carried away with your fantasies. Keep in mind, the only serious people that will be involved in this are people that have a lot more money than you, Richie.
No kidding.
Right. This is...
That's a foregone conclusion.
This
Thank
is
you.
One of the price tag will be $1 million or more for an IMAX sound system and theater in your home. Goes with the indoor pool in the house, I guess.
I just want that THX sound effect, you know, that they play over there. I would play that over and over.
We could just record that little bit we just did right there.
There you go.
Or, you know, that's what you get by listening or watching Fox. Don't they do that all the time, going from one story to another?
They have a sound effect.
Like that. 20, sorry.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.